For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. You got through the entire week. You used His grace. You pulled on the power of grace, didn't you? You know, that's an interesting point. It's just coming up in me as I'm opening the broadcast. We must remember, this has been new to me and I'm loving it. Grace isn't just, unmerited favor. It's all that. We do nothing without. It's all by grace you've been saved through faith, for heaven's sakes. But grace is also a power force, I find, just like faith is. You know, I'll often bow my head and I'll say, God, I need your grace in this situation. And I'll say that and I'll yield me. And before I know it, I can sense His power has come on the scene and I call it grace. I'll say, boy, that was by God's grace because it wasn't me. So you might say, well, no, that was God's power. Well, yeah, okay, great. To me, it's grace. Everything is grace. Thank you, Jesus, for grace. And it's faith, too, but it's all grace. By grace, you've been... It's all grace. How's that? By grace, you've been saved. The goodness of God. Grace! So anyway, I hope you've been loving the week. And I'll finish my fourth point today on answered prayer. And again, please go to the website. I know I've been checking my... what I do is I have stats that I can see. If someone's really downloading the broadcast, then I'm going to keep... How's this? I'll keep paying money for those stats and for it to be on the website. But if you're not, then, you know, I'm a wise steward of what comes into the ministry. Then I'll go ahead and take those broadcasts off the website because that means no one's really needing those and I won't pay for them. So, but I'm really seeing where you guys are really going to the website. You're downloading what you need and that just is a thrill to me. And that's part of us equipping. We are a teaching, encouraging, and equipping ministry. We want to equip you with any tools we can get into your hands. And so that's great. So you can go to AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, click the radio menu page, and get these. But talking about answered prayer and the umbrella to answered prayer is found in John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you're going to ask what you will, and it will be done for you. Abiding, remaining, living. Through that, we said, number one, you're going to have power then when you ask, because you know it'll be in accordance to God's will, because you've been living with God. God's in you. You've been saying, not my will, but thine. So number one, under the umbrella of abiding, you're going to ask according to God's will, talking about answered prayer. Number two, by abiding, you're going to be able to feel that power of using the name of Christ in Jesus' name, and you're going to have confidence because you've been abiding in Christ. Number three, by abiding in Christ, you're going to sense faith rising. You see, you'll start having confidence. You'll start knowing, wow, my faith is getting strong. I feel it. I can sense it. It's being formed within me because you've been abiding. Jesus said in John 15:5, without me, you can't do anything, not even believe. But by abiding, your belief is getting strong. Your faith is growing. You're ready to step out. Number four. By abiding in Christ, talking about answered prayer, it's keeping you in the place, Andrew Murray says, where the answer can be bestowed. Now listen to this line. He says, some believers pray earnestly for a blessing, but when God comes and He looks for them, they're not to be found. They never thought that the blessing must not only be asked for, but waited for and received in prayer. See? So you've not only got to petition, but you got to stay there and just wait till your faith has grown to where you've seen it. Wow. You're like, you know what? I got it. I see it now. The Holy Ghost works that in you. And Andrew Murray says this, out of that, the answer would be dangerous because then you'd be consuming it on your own lust. So you're waiting in prayer. You're saying, God, I want this done. I want it to glorify your kingdom. And when you're abiding and remaining, you're developing spiritually. His desires are becoming yours. And then when you're asking in His name, he'll bear witness with you that it's done. Then you have an answer to your prayer. It's all because you've been remaining on the vine, bringing it in from heaven Come, kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as you've asked. You've been having it played out in heaven. You're bringing it to the earth. Well, I love you. Thank you for listening all week. I want you to have a great weekend. By God's grace, I'll be back for a future and hope with Anna Donahue on Monday. Amen.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.